Dreamscape presents The Girls She Left Behind by Sarah Graves, narrated by Kirsten Potter. Prologue. It wasn't even my idea. Nothing ever was when my cousin Cam was around. Come on, she mouthed impatiently at me, rolling her heavily made-up eyes from the doorway of St. Anselm's basement meeting room in New Haven, Connecticut. Under the room's buzzing fluorescent lights, I sat on a hard metal folding chair pulled up to a long table with a dozen other teenage girls, all of us knitting industriously. Cam spread her hands wide, making a face at me. Well, are you coming or not? We'd just turned 15 that summer, and were often mistaken for sisters, both of us slim and fox-faced, with wavy dark hair, brown eyes, and the kind of smooth, faintly olive-complected skin that never got pimples. Our mothers, who really were sisters, had looked alike too when they were young, and, like us, had been raised to be sure that their necklines were modest, their skirts weren't too tight, and their hems always touched the floor when they knelt. Not that Cam ever knelt much. That was the difference between us. I was the good girl, always agonizing over my sins, half dying with anxious guilt while I waited outside the gloomy confessional on Saturday mornings, and floaty feeling with relief afterward, only to feel the sly pinch of renewed temptation moments later, as if the devil liked a clean slate. I did all my homework and practiced my piano lessons religiously, too.